Do you know the end of the story? This is Father Scott C. Toller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you're starting to feel overwhelmed by all your duties, obligations, jobs, responsibilities, would you remember to laugh today? Come on, you gotta laugh. Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is the shock absorber of life's hard knocks. What would we do if we couldn't laugh? Well, we'd live in despair. Laughter, folks. It's a music. Music to my ears. I love to laugh. I love to make people laugh. I try to make you laugh every time I end the program, Joyful Reflections. Why would I call my program Joyful Reflections? You know, so many people dismiss laughter as being immature. You know, we don't stop laughing because we've grown old. We've grown old because we stop laughing. We don't laugh necessarily because we feel good. We feel good because we laugh. It releases these natural painkillers. I have to tell you, I find more and more people... they're so overwhelmed by the news media. You know, if you have cable TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you can get bad news. And the bad news, well, it's in living color in our living rooms. Things happening in another part of the world, you probably couldn't find the country on a map, not easily. And you probably couldn't spell the name of the country. And there it is. And it's just taking away our hope. And when hope goes, so does laughter. Today's scripture passage, one verse from Matthew's Gospel. The chapter is chapter 16, and the verse is verse 18. Here it is. Jesus talking. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And the gates of hell will not overcome it. But let's talk about that on the day, on a Wednesday that I always encourage people at the beginning of the program to laugh. What I just say, there's so much bad news out there. Well, the good news, the bad news is wrong. I asked you at the beginning of the program, do you know the end of the story? If you're a bona fide Christian, if you really have bought the Christian message, if you really believe that Jesus rose from the dead, if you do believe that Jesus keeps promises, then you know the end of the story, huh? And the end of the story is, we won, we won. In the Catholic Church, after the consecration at Mass, we have the Eucharistic acclamation. And the one that is so often used is the one that goes like this. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. I don't think most people realize the significance of saying, Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Especially the part it says, Christ will come again. How is Christ going to come? As a prisoner? As somebody who's been defeated? As somebody who's a loser? No, 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 no. Christ will come in His glory. We won, folks. We won. We know the end of the story. Jesus walked out of the tomb. We have a blessed assurance. We might not know what our personal future holds, but we know who holds the future. Yeah, we might have difficulties to face. We might have some setbacks. We might have heartaches. To live involves some suffering. Pain is inevitable, but misery is optional. And the reason why we're not going to give in to misery is because we know the end of the story. The gates of hell will not win. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. He wants us to think that he's more powerful than God. Paul says in Romans 5, where sin abounds, grace more abounds. Amazing grace, how sweet thou art to save the wretch like me. What is that amazing grace? The presence of God in our life? The redemption of Jesus Christ? The gates of hell shall not prevail. As scary as the news is, as difficult as our own personal life circumstances are, we know the end of the story. And it's only by knowing the end of the story that we can live each day to the fullest. That we can get out of bed in the morning and say, "Good morning, God," instead of saying, "Good God, morning." That we can walk in to the kitchen where other members of our families might be and pleasantly say, "Good morning." Even though the other person might just, you know, grumble something back because they're not a morning person. You know, we're either going to be winners or whiners here. Why would you want to spend your life whining? Well, I guess for a few minutes there's some satisfaction in whining and throwing a big pity party for yourself. But I tell you what, have you not found that after a while pity parties become old? People start avoiding you? Do you really like to do nonstop pity parties for yourself? Don't they exhaust you? Don't they pull you down, drag you down into discouragement, if not despair? We're going to be either winners or whiners. I say let's be winners. We can do all things by the power of God in our lives. What is impossible to us is possible with God. Listen, either Jesus was a liar or he was telling the truth when he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. I opt for thinking Jesus told the truth because he describes himself as the way, the truth, and the life. Your call, how are you going to live your day? You're going to live your day to the fullest, or you're going to be constantly looking over your shoulder, constantly doing deep breaths, sighs, constantly complaining, constantly upset with somebody. What? I don't find that all attractive, do you? I meet them all the time. I've met priests like that. I've met religious like that. I meet lots of people who call themselves Christians. But, you know, I want to say to them, if you're happy, please notify your face. And, of course, they want to say to me back, well, you know why I should be happy? Look at my life circumstances. And, of course, I appreciate the fact that their circumstances are not good. Some people live in very, very difficult life circumstances. But the reason why we hope and the reason why we can laugh and the reason why we have that twinkle in our eye is because we know the end of the story. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. He will come in his glory. He will come on his throne. He will come accompanied by his angels. Yes or no? No. I'm putting you on the spot right now. Do you believe it or don't you believe it? Don't tell me I don't know. Don't cop out and say you're an agnostic. Oh, well, I just don't know. It's a copper. You either believe that Jesus said that the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. You either believe that the final victory has already been won, it just has not been played out because God is infinitely patient with us and because love has to be free. You either believe that or you don't believe it. But if you don't believe it, understand that you're not a Christian. I'm not trying to get in an argument with you, okay? I'm not trying to put you down. I'm not trying to dismiss your worries and concerns. I'm just saying you have to relativize them. They become relative in light of the fact that Christ will come again in his glory. That the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. As you often heard me say, we are what we choose. If I choose this, 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 and this, I become this kind of Father Scott. If I choose that, 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 and that, I become that kind of Father Scott. What do you choose to be? I choose to live life to the fullest. I choose to believe that Jesus keeps promises. I choose to believe that Jesus rose from the dead. I choose to believe that the final victory is Jesus. What did Jesus say to Pilate? You would have no power over me unless it was given to you from above. Why were the martyrs able to go off to be killed, singing songs of hope? Because they had the blessed assurance. The blessed assurance that God holds the whole world in his hand. It's not that Oriental thought that sometimes good is in power and then sometimes bad is in power. It's called the yin and the yang. That's not what a Christian believes. A Christian believes that God is all the time in control. That God is already victor. That God is, or Christ is king. King. We celebrate that the last Sunday of the liturgical cycle every year. Christ the king. We don't celebrate Christ the wimp. It's Christ the king. Claim the power. Come on, listeners, claim the power. Where are you right now? You in your car? Claim the power. You at home? Claim the power. You in the doctor's office? Claim the power. You at work? Claim the power. You in a nursing home? Claim the power. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again in power. Our prayer partners are social workers. Oh, they have a difficult job, don't they? Especially when they're dealing with domestic issues, domestic problems. When dealing with issues of adoption, please pray for social workers. Jesus, right now, lay your healing hand upon them, especially if they're feeling overwhelmed right now. Let them know that you're pleased with the work they do. Give them great wisdom as they direct troubled families. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's food for thought, one of my favorite ones. God never asked about our ability or inability. Just our availability. Are you available right now? Are you available to God? Hope so. Let me see if I can make you smile or laugh right now, okay? Reaching the end of a job interview, the human resources person asked the young engineer who was fresh out of MIT, what starting salary were you thinking about? And the engineer said, in the neighborhood of $125,000 a year, depending on the benefit package. The interviewer said, well, what would you say to a package of 5 weeks vacation, 14 paid holidays, full medical and dental, company matching retirement fund to 50% of your salary, and a company car leased every 2 years? Say it would be a red Corvette. The engineer sat up straight and said, wow, are you kidding? The interviewer replied, yeah, but you started it. Contact me. Let me hear from you, okay? Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Drop me a note. Let me know you listen to Joyful Reflections. Send me your prayer intentions. I'll storm heaven with you and for you. Let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. It comes out 6 times a year. It tells you where I'm preaching. A lot of good stuff in the newsletter. Send me a gift, would you please? A gift from my hospital in Mexico. Make the check out to TASH, Inc., sent to the Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And my website is Father Scott, spell out Father, fatherscott.com. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy.
Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore.